Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and 2 Timothy chapter 2. Reasons for storing scriptures in your heart. Storing scriptures in your heart. I'm going to begin with a question. What are some things that we should store for the proverbial rainy day? Yes. Money. Number one answer. Yes. How many months now? You know what? They used to say 3 months. Now they're saying longer. 6 months now. Yeah. Ready cash just in case there is an issue. Wow. 6 months. How about something else? Food. Canned and non-perishable. Second answer. You guys are good. Okay. Very good. Let's see if you can get the third one. Yes, Rudy. Gasoline. I don't have that down. I'll write it down. Gas. Okay, put gas.
Water.
Yes, that's a good one. Cindy. That would be nice. Yes. Generator. Nobody's. Toilet paper. Number three answer. Yes. Toilet paper.
Sounds like Y2K.
Y2K. Yes. Popcorn. 150 pounds of popcorn? Yes. I remember we had a lot of water. Yeah, so. Anything else you want to store for a rainy day?
Batteries.
That's a good one, yes. Flashlights would be a good thing. The other day when the power went off, I ran right into a wall. That was not good. I thought, I live in this house. I don't know where the wall is. Yes, Cindy.
Ammunition.
very good. Well, to store means to have a reserve. Stocks. That's not stocks and bonds, just having stock. Commodity, assets. That means to gather, to collect, to stash, to stockpile. Oh, to hoard. To hoard, we don't maybe want to use that. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation. What's another thought for conversation? Your lifestyle. Okay. In charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. So it's important that we have these as part of our lives. If you would, 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And you know I'm going to go to verse 15. Reasons for storing scriptures in your heart. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Not to be ashamed of the gospel. You know, some people are ashamed. But we should not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy. Lord, as we had just had our prayer time and the many requests that were made, including the unspoken, Lord, you know each and every one of the issues. And we ask, Lord, that your will would be done in each one of these issues. Now bless this time around the Word of God. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen. Seven reasons to store scriptures in your heart. Number one, take your Bibles, turn to Psalm 119 to keep us from sinning. To keep us from sinning. That is number one, and maybe all that we have to say is that we need the scriptures to keep us from sinning. Psalm 119, we'll begin reading at verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not what? Sin against thee. He is saying that to the Lord, that I might not sin against thee. That should be a goal, right? And so easier said than done, but yet we should strive. 119 verse 101. verse 101. And it says, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. We've heard the saying, this book will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from this book. And you may want to write that down. Do not credit me with that saying. I am just using it from someone else. Number two, to make us wiser than our enemies, especially our spiritual enemies. Verse 98, Psalm 119, verse 98. Though through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. Now, I have put in my notes to make us wiser than our spiritual enemies. Now, do you remember in Ephesians chapter 6 that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against what? All kinds of spiritual enemies, right? And we are in a battle today. Now, let me say this. Every one of us probably has a different enemy, spiritual enemy, that they are brought against us because we all have certain weaknesses. Now, we may not want to admit that, but there are areas in which we can be weak. Jealousy, bitterness, anger. We could talk about hatred. We could talk about gossip, lying. There are so many spiritual sins that come against us. And so we need to store scriptures in our heart to make us wiser than our enemies. Wiser than our enemies. Number three, to keep us from accepting false doctrines. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. You know, they come knocking at your door, and I mentioned them in Sunday school, the Mormons and the Jehovah Witnesses, and they come dressed up nice and neat, and they look so good, and they sound so sincere, and they are bringing false doctrines. You know, we have someone once in a while say to me, well, at least they're going to church. You know, there's sometimes church is the one thing they shouldn't be going because of the false doctrines they're being taught. But if you would, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Do you think that there are those type of people in our society today? Yeah. Evil men and seducers. Folks, they're all over the place. Don't you love those calls you get on your phone? And they want you to buy something? My wife's car has reached a certain age, and so some of the warranties have expired. And we are getting phone calls left and right wanting us to extend them. And it's coming from different people. I don't know, is our name out there floating on the clouds or something? Oh, yeah. And they know that we've come to that point? I don't know who sold them that information. But I tell you, there's a lot of false doctrines out there. Continue reading. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. May I say this, parents and grandparents, we need to be good examples to our kids and grandkids, because they need to know that we believe the word of God and that they should believe the word of God. Verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Our enemy, our spiritual enemy, doesn't want us to know the scriptures. He doesn't want us to share the scriptures. And he is battling against us day and night to try to stop the spread of the word of God. So to keep us from sinning, to make us wiser than our enemies, to keep us from accepting false doctrines. Number four, to give us victory over the evil one. If you would, 1 John chapter 2, to give us victory over the evil one. I had a pastor friend who believed that Satan read the notes of pastors. And then he went after certain people to keep them from coming to church because those thoughts would be, he thought, directed at certain people. And so he would take four or five sermons into the pulpit with him so that Satan would not know which sermon he was going to preach. Now, I've never done that. I have a hard enough time getting one sermon prepared. You know, I guess I could have four or five and then just kind of rotate them or something. I don't know. But I tell you what, the devil has been practicing his deceiving for a long time. And one of the things he wants to do is make us doubt the word of God. Right from the very beginning, he told Eve. Really? Did he say that? You know, did God really say that? And today people still doubt what God has said. You say, well, how do you know? Well, doesn't the very first verse tell us all we need to know about God? In the beginning, God created, and there are people who say, oh, no, he didn't create it. We came here by evolution. But doubting it. 1 John chapter 2, verse 14. I have written unto you, that is John, has written to you fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. That's quite a testimony, gentlemen, that we know the one that is from the beginning. I've written unto you young men because ye are strong and the word of God abideth in you. And ye have what? Overcome the wicked one. He is the deceiver. And we know that his desire is to deceive you even in this room. He wants us to take our eyes off the Lord and put it on other things. And we have to be careful. Because if you're like me, my attention span sometimes can be very short. And we have to remember to listen. Let the Holy Spirit direct and guide. But we need to store scriptures in our hearts so that we may overcome the evil one. Number five, to give us power in prayer. To give us power in prayer. John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Power in prayer. I appreciate prayer warriors. When our church lost Lydia Weinberger, we lost a prayer warrior. When our church lost Rosemary Madonna, we lost someone that prayed. And what we need today are men and women who pray for Paul Madonna. He needs your prayers. Go ahead, say amen. Yes. We need people who will pray. But notice what it says there in John 15, verse 7. If ye abide in me and my words, so if you abide in me and in my words, abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. In a moment, we're going to go to the book of James, but we need to make sure that the word abides in us. How important it is that God's word abides in us. James chapter 4, please. James chapter 4. We'll begin reading at verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. Boy, I tell you what, James is getting right down there to the nitty gritty, isn't he? I mean, he's stepping on toes. He says, you have not because you ask not. Verse 3, ye ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. In other words, when we pray, we need to make sure we have the right attitude about prayer. Now, I'm going to tell you this. When we were having the election coming towards us, and I was telling the Lord what I wanted, it was very difficult for me to say, thy will be done. Because I wanted my will to be done. You know, sometimes it's hard to pray, Lord, thy will be done. Notice verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? And whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God? Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? I'm not sure I like verse 5. It's sometimes hard when the word of God is too true. When it just rips open whatever coverings we have tried to hide our sinful side. That the spirit dwelleth in us, lusteth to envy. But, I always like the buts in the word of God. But, he giveth more grace. Just a simple sentence, isn't it? But he giveth more grace. Let's continue. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Now, that's against today's thinking. We want to be able to intimidate. We want to be able to bully. We want to be able to tell you what you're wrong. And yet, the Bible tells us that we're to be humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, I know many times I say this, he will flee, but unfortunately, he will come back. He will come back again and again and again. Sometimes he'll come back within moments. Other times it may be a while, but count on it, he'll be back. Verse 8, draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. We need to store the scriptures in our heart that there are teachings that we need to remember. We need to remember and keep them as part of our lives. Number 6, to fill the heart with joy. Joy. I have joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. We have a joy that the world does not understand. We have a security that the world does not understand. You say, Pastor Paul, are you fearful with what's going on in our society? Well, I don't like what's going on, but I have a joy that the Lord gives in that I know Christ is my Savior. You know, one of the benefits of having Rosemarie Madonna as my mother is she was a good example of joy. She was an example that she believed that God could take care of her. And I believe what I saw in my mother because of the joy that she had. Jeremiah 15, verse 16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts. Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. You know, we tease about food, and I know that some of you, for whatever reason, like peas. I understand that. And we tease about things like Swiss cheese on onion bagels with Miracle Whip. Now, that's the way to have a breakfast. Do I hear an amen? Isn't that sad that not one of you agree with your pastor that they have a good breakfast? Onion bagel, cut in half, toasted Miracle Whip Swiss cheese. Man, I'm just getting hungry right now. But all of us can enjoy the Word of God. All of us. But we have to ingest it. I believe that too many people in our churches today are on a diet. And I'm not talking about a food diet. I'm talking about a diet where they're not reading the Word of God. Too many churches today have stopped proclaiming the truth. Some of our televangelists, man, they can smile so nicely, but they don't give us any word. They don't give us anything that we can count on. But we are to store scriptures in our heart because it brings joy and rejoicing. Rejoicing. Number 7, to completely furnish us for every good work. Back to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, we'll begin reading at verse, well, the notes, I believe, say 16 and 17, but we're going to read verse 15 again. To completely furnish us for every good work. As I've said on many occasions, we are not saved by our works, but we are saved to do good works. And verse 15 says, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I think all of us would desire to have our Lord and Savior say to us as we stand before him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well done. And I think we can receive that compliment if we have stored scriptures in our heart so we can do what is right. Shall we stand together? How important it is that we are in tune with our Lord. We'll sing 489, I have surrendered all. And if we are going to live the right life, we have to surrender. Dear Heavenly Father, bless, Lord, the words that were said for your honor and glory. And Lord, may we hide scriptures in our heart so that we can do that which is right. Bless this invitation time, we pray. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.